We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's not easy, quarantine.
Do you know what this weekend is?
3-day weekend!
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Ah, Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
Monday's Memorial Day.
Americans honor those who have given their lives in service to our nation.
Memorial Day?
Land of the free because of the brave.
Awesome road trip! I love being super pumped for 15 minutes and then bored out of my mind for 8 hours.
Happy baby start to your Memorial Day weekend. It's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. Lance has been keeping an eye on the roads all this week as St. Louis County and St. Louis City opened up, and it'll be really interesting to see how many people actually hit the road for this weekend.
Yeah, I'm curious, too.
We had a really busy, the busiest rush hour yesterday afternoon I can remember in a long time. And I know the rules are different in the world we're living in now, and I don't know if you can apply them, but yesterday's rush hour, under normal, air quote, circumstances, reminded me of a getaway day Thursday before a long holiday weekend with people who would take off Friday and make it a 4-day weekend. That's how busy it was yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. Everybody I talked to in my neighborhood was just kind of like laying low this weekend, though. Not the same Memorial Day weekend it normally is.
That's why I said the rules can't apply, although I know here at our place we're thinking, where can we just go anywhere out of town? We got a couple options. We're thinking about doing like a day trip tomorrow. We'll see.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think if people, if you got a place, you're going there.
Right.
Yes.
Don't. I don't think a lot of people are probably, you know, renting, hoteling, Airbnb-ing right now. But, yeah, if you got some, you're going there. But like, I'm curious to see, I call it the quad out in my apartment building. I think it'll be crazy this weekend.
Yeah.
These young people, man, they hang out.
They have their, I read about it last night, their quarantine pod, maybe.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you about it later. They're these people who are making, whom you kind of have a quarantine pod. To be honest, but not quite. You're almost there.
That's your crew that you are seeing regularly, I assume?
Yeah, like okay. You all make an agreement that you're isolating from pretty much everybody else, except for your people.
Hmm.
And then they like, but these are people who are not related. It's interesting.
Hmm.
They chose their people based on like their interests and their skills.
Right. Well, in some ways, it's that it's the desert island question. You know,
yeah.
Who do you want to be caught on a desert island with? And you gotta diversify, right? You don't want all family or all one. You know what I mean? Like you mix it up. And who, you know? Well, I'm gonna need to talk about this with somebody. I'm gonna need to, you know, have this part of my life fulfilled. So I don't know that I carefully chose mine, but they exist.
Yeah,
mine's just my family, I guess.
Yeah, mine's sort of people in my neighborhood. Because we're all there, and we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, you gotta be smart.
But we're still not. This pod, they talked about going into each other's homes and stuff. We're not going into each other's homes. We're just were there.
Right. I know people who are doing that, though.
Hanging out from... We're not even 6 feet apart. We're 10 feet apart.
Yeah.
Putting a little
Extra no, distance. I mean, there are more homes. Listen, people have relaxed for sure, and it's hard not to.
Right.
Having, you know, done it for so long, and B, when you see all of these businesses opening, and, you know, it's like people are going places and doing things, and, you know, so that I think people feel more comfortable mm-hmm. going in to a neighbor's house or a friend's house.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, some of these gatherings, especially, you know, St. Louis and I think Missouri in general are not, it's not as crazy as other places.
Yeah.
So I think people, I don't know, they're out, they're moving around, they're doing stuff. And I think this weekend we're going to see a lot of, I think this weekend we'll see a lot of things we haven't seen in 2 months.
Yeah, I'm staying at home because I don't think I want to see it yet.
Totally fair.
We do have a fun show for you today. Schmig Schmackdown is at 7:35. Looking for love in the loo, like you said, the young people in your quad. They're still looking around 8:20. And then we have the Friday free-for-all, and we're going to make it like a kickoff to summer today, starting at 9. So you can text us 314-531-9898. Give us your songs that make you think of summer.
Super into it. Let's take a look at your weather. It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. We're going to see some rain tonight, but today mostly we won't. And yesterday, I mean, it was raining, then it wasn't. It was kind of all over. High of 79 today, which will be nice. It'll get down to 64 tonight, and again, probably some thunderstorms tomorrow. Thunderstorm in spots, but it'll get up to 84 with a low of 69. Right now, 61 in the city of St. Louis. Here's Lance. We'll look at the roads.
Ooh, man, with that weather forecast, am I glad I got the fertilizer down yesterday afternoon.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Back in time.
Get back in time. Get me back in time.
Let's go back 40 years ago today to 1980 when this video game debuted. Yeah.
You know, there was actually a song about this.
Yeah.
It was a top 40 hit.
What was it? It was two guys.
Garcia.
Yeah.
Buckner and Garcia with Pac-Man Fever. You know, it's been a big week for 1980 this
year. Yeah,
week
it has been.
Musical highlights.
Lance, since you know about Pac-Man Fever, do you know the original name of Pac-Man?
No. Uh-uh.
It was actually called Puck-Man.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that was the Japanese name. It debuted in Japan on this day back in 1980. 5 months later, it was brought to the U.S. through Namco and Midway Games and then became a huge hit and, in fact, is considered perhaps the quintessential video game and the launching of the video game era because of Pac-Man.
Why did they change it?
Let me see. I'll let you know that. Give me a second.
That's all right. That's remarkable how quick I would have thought it existed in some way, shape, or form before 1980. Because, boy, it caught on and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Not long after.
Yeah. It doesn't really say. They just said it was just changed to Pac-Man International releases as a preventative measure against defacement of the arcade machine.
Oh, that makes sense.
Then they just slapped a bow on him and called it Miss Pac-Man, and she's my fave.
Yeah, I think Ms. Pac-Man's a little... Most people I know prefer Ms. Pac-Man over regular Pac-Man.
Yeah, I do. Is it because it was... You probably played that more while you were out as an arcade game, because there was no... You couldn't play Ms. Pac-Man at home.
I don't know.
What's the difference between the two?
The bow and the game was a little different. It was not the same board. You had different levels. I think the ghosts remained the same, though. Do you guys remember the name of the four original ghosts?
Icky.
Not
Blinky.
Blinky. Inky.
Stinky.
No, Pinky and Clyde.
Yeah, those.
I just keep thinking how brilliant it was to change it to Pac-Man and how many arcades would have been defaced had it been Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Right. I know. Is there an easier thing to deface
right.
than...
What, this isn't what a mean? Hockey game? What?
One small piece of tape and you've done the job.
Yeah, right.
Right. So that happened 40 years ago. 54 years ago, a big event because a singer that we know as Bruce Springsteen released and recorded his first song with the group The Castiles, and it's called That's What You'll Get.
Wow.
Is that him doing lead vocals?
Yes.
Oh. 1966?
1966.
Kev, I thought you were going to play another song today for back in the day, this day in history.
Oh, is it another one of those?
Yeah, he remembers it early on, but he doesn't remember the real crucial ones.
Was this another round that we played 24 hours?
Yeah, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the Blues beating the Sharks 4-2 in the NHL Conference
wow.
Finals and going on to the next round.
Yeah.
Man, we had to play that Beat the Sharks song all the time.
Yep.
Do that video. So it's not all fun, but some of it.
So, yeah. Today was the day we were celebrating that we were going on to the Stanley Cup Final.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, so we were in Gloria Town. So what's the actual date that we won the Stanley Cup?
June 12th. It was crazy because we played the first game on the 27th. And it stretched from it was like a two-week-long thing.
I remember being in North Carolina for some of the finals and watching those games in the lobby of our hotel in Chapel Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in New York City and watched one of the Stanley Cup games there at some like St. Louis pizzeria. You couldn't remember to play Gloria. You don't get to play that song. Here's Lance Hildebrand. The
All right.
traffic.
Let's get you a little more detail about that crash we've got over on the Illinois side. It's 255 south of Fosterburg. Uh-huh, make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions.
The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance on Y98. That was Justin Bieber, right? If I hear the word shoddy,
I'm
just like, oh, it's Justin Bieber.
Yeah, yep. He did a shout-out to Toronto. I didn't even notice that in the song about them having the ring for winning the NBA championship. So I was like, oh yeah, you're Canadian. That makes sense.
Yeah. It does make sense. As you guys know, day before yesterday, the rollerblade showed up. It was raining a little bit, but I did take him out for some laps. Yesterday, I put in time. I did work, as they say, on the rollerblades. We went over to my mom's, where my nephews were also there. My nephews cruise around on little scooters. We had the rollerblades, and I rollerbladed. It was fun. I rollerbladed on the street that I grew up on. You know, the last place I rollerbladed was there, and it was probably 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And they haven't paved the streets a whole lot in the last 25 years.
No.
So what I remember is being a pretty smooth ride back then. A little trickier now. But it was fun. It was great. My brother came over just to watch because he just couldn't believe that I was on rollerblades and came over to mock me. So I...
And by the end, he wanted to order a pair, didn't he?
He already has some, apparently, but he says he's too injured to wear them right now. So we'll see what happens. So he gets there, and I'm, you know, everyone's like, oh, man, you, my brother-in-law, same thing. Oh, I would pay to see you on rollerblades, all this stuff. And I'm like, all right, I got to do what I got to do. So I cruise, just fly down the driveway and do a big turn, and I'm going, and then I decide to jump one of these little potholes in the street. And I did not go down. But I had to do the, like, you know, windmill arms, like, catch it. And the whole, I mean, everyone thought I was going, had I gone down, I'd have gone to the hospital. There's no question. I was cruising.
Really? Oh, wow.
So I learned a little lesson. We were also wearing our wrist guards backwards, we found out.
Oh, no.
But it was great. And I am hurting today. I am hurting today a little bit from all the rollerblading.
Yeah. Jeez.
And I got to be careful. I don't want to go to the hospital.
Right. But
well, you started talking about it, and then my daughter started talking about it because all the kids in the neighborhood had them. So my daughter's had them for a few weeks and, like, loves them. But I'm itching to get back. I had rollerblades for years, and then, like, all of a sudden it was not cool anymore. And I just kind of stopped doing it. And then one day I was at the park, and I was like, you know what you never see anymore? Rollerbladers. But now they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
They're back. But I sold my skates, so I have to get new ones. But it's another one of those shortages, like bikes. It's hard to find rollerblades.
Really?
Yeah, you go to rollerblade.com, they're all sold out.
Oh. But you found that pool. I mean, if you can find the pool
right
in a time where no one else can find an above ground pool, I think you'll find rollerblades.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, totally worth it.
Did you find a pool?
No.
Okay.
No,
asking about it like you're hoping that I'm just going to give up on this, and I'm not.
No, I'm not hoping that. I want, like, a rave review, but now I think my sister, I think they're just like, no, with the kids, they're too young.
They're too young.
And how big of a pool are you looking for?
Well, the one that Jen got is pretty big. It's not one you can just take down. They don't want it just sitting in their backyard for several reasons. But I guess this isn't one that you, like, take down, you fill back up. Like, it's once you get it going, like, it's your pool.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's big, which is why I'm not just throwing it up willy-nilly. We are going to, like, prep the area. We are going to power wash the patio so it looks all nice and not gross before we...
But you'll get it up this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think if I can, I'm going to do some power washing today.
You are all about the power washing.
Yeah.
It's underneath the pool. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't know. I just love power washing. And I have to. Like, it's, I don't know. I haven't cleaned off the patio since last summer. It looks kind of gross. I don't want to put this brand new pool down on a gross patio.
Okay. How about you guys? Anything good yesterday?
Well,
last night?
I brought up the pool because I actually saw a couple of pools at Aldi yesterday when I was out shopping.
Really? And,
but they're not like gin size. I mean, they're not where, you know, it looks like more, they're more kiddie pools.
They're not big enough to get inside the moat. Is that
right.
What you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Not as big as Jen's. Not a 3-footer.
Exactly. these are probably just about a foot. You know, they would be like a wading pool, if that. You know, more for a kid. But I was like,
inflatable ones.
They're inflatable ones, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just
really
saying.
Really just like a foot deep, that's it?
If you need a quick pool, Aldi's got them.
I think I need at least 2 feet.
Yeah, I think you do too.
All right, anything else I need to know about at Aldi, Kevin?
No, that was my highlight. They did have eggs. I was happy about that. And toilet paper for the first time in a long time.
I think everybody's got toilet paper now, no?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen it in that much. I mean, they still had limits on it, but it was, you know, they had the shelves filled with it. So I was like, you know, oh, wow, this is new. I don't remember seeing it like this in a long time. So
I think Target, toilet paper, pools, and rollerblades. You can get them all, just one.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Yeah.
This message brought to you by Target.
Yeah, what are they giving you, a free inflatable pool or something?
No, I got a Target lady like Kevin.
It's a trade with t-shirtproblems.com.
Oh, yeah, they have t-shirts for days, too. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Not a good start to things this morning with this rush hour. It's been a little more...
One Direction on Y98. It's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. Jen, your day yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was the last day of school. Hallelujah. And like an ocean of tears at the same time. I was just, we took the kids after, Nora had this little graduation ceremony. We talked about it at the end of the show. She wanted me to wear this dress, this sequin dress that was in the back of my closet. She's like, why don't you ever wear this? Because I wore it in 1995. But I put it on, it fits, so I wore it.
On the Instagram page, people are just loving it. At the Wake Up Y98 on Instagram, get on there. It's on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
Just look for the Wake Up. But yeah, people are loving it. They're very excited for you. It must be very empowering. And you also posted, which I was impressed with, the flashback picture to when the formal where you actually wore that dress in the first place.
Yeah, I found a picture. I remembered that I had a picture buried somewhere. So I took the picture that's up on Instagram with me and my friend Jerry. That's up at our Instagram page. So after the first grade graduation ceremony, which was held via Zoom, with all these kids who, like, first graders are funny. They're kind of like Kevin. Like, every single kid you just see from, like, the eyes, like, half their nose, their eyes, and their forehead. That's it. After that, we drove up to school, and even though you're not supposed to be on school property, we took a picture in front of the school, the elementary school sign, because that's our tradition. Like, first day of school, you take a picture in front of the school sign. Last day of school, same thing. My kids have grown a lot. And then as we were walking back to our car, we saw Finn's fifth grade teacher. She was in the parking lot. She had to wait. So this is what the teachers have to do to clean out their rooms. They're each assigned a time. And you have to, when you show up to school, you have to let them know that you're there. And then they send you a text when your zone is open. Because, you know, they want to keep you safe from all the other teachers. So as soon as another teacher in that area is done cleaning out their room, they leave. Then you can enter the school. But you have to enter with, like, a mask and gloves and the whole thing. So we saw Finn's teacher. She was waiting in her car to clean out her classroom. And they kind of, like, waved from a distance. But no, like, end-of-the-year hugs. And it was just hard. Like, I cry. I haven't been thinking about it. I've kind of been pushing it off, but I cried. Like, really, really, I cried a lot yesterday.
And that's so unlike you.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I mean, I have not cried. Okay, I haven't cried in a while through this whole thing because it's like we've got stuff to do. But finally, school's over, and I let it out. And I
How many cries in the last 2 months?
Four.
That's it?
Yeah, but they're like big ones.
Oh, okay.
Like I like save
day
it
and
up.
A half.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Not a day and a half, but I mean, it was, yeah. And then after that, I felt bad because all these fifth graders, like they're finished and they're moving on to middle school. I don't know. So we did like a socially distant, like little popsicle party last night. Yeah, after dinner, the sun came out a little bit. The kids all ordered. Somebody made a run to Paschetti's. There used to be a Paschetti's like right around the corner from our house, which the kids loved. But then it closed. And so someone traveled to another one of the distant Paschetti's. So the kids all had dinner. And then we had a little popsicle party from afar. And we tried to recreate the kindergarten picture with all the kids in our neighborhood who are in kindergarten together. There are a lot of them. But we had to, like, space them way further apart than they were in the first one.
If one thing hasn't been going on the last 2 months, it's recreating pictures.
Yeah.
I know. So yeah, it was kind of like it was a nice way to, like, cap off the end of school. I just feel bad, like, these kids. All the kids, not just kids who are graduating, but they don't get like a fun party. You don't get to hug your teachers goodbye.
Right.
You don't get to hug your classmates.
Sign the yearbook or any of that.
It's just there's like this weird void that is not fun. So
they'll always have the story.
They will have the story for sure. So yeah, that was our fun day, and then this fun weekend with the pool. I'm excited. And I'm excited for Entertainment Schmig because Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande dropped a brand new song. We will have it for you in 6 minutes on 198.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Oh yeah, it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness continues to lift local. We are stronger together. We will get through this together. Let's start with a song that's going to help you get through this. Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande's new song, which came out at midnight. It's called Rain On Me.
Harder like misery. It's coming down.
Sure, why not? I'm in.
Yeah,
sounds
I'd
good.
I'd rather be dry, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me.
Yeah.
Man. Lady Gaga enlisted Ariana Grande because of her resiliency, everything she's been through with the death of her ex, Mac Miller, and the Manchester bombing, which was 3 years ago today. Right, Kevin?
That's correct. It's hard to believe it's been that long. You know, so, it's like, wow.
I think that like the timing of the song, the release of the song, based of course on that anniversary as well. And Lady Gaga's album Chromatica was already supposed to be out, but they pushed it back because of coronavirus. It will be out a week from today. Get excited. People are saying this is like old school Gaga. Super excited. I don't think there are going to be any shallow ballads on there, so get really excited.
Better not be.
But if there is, just go back to Rain On Me.
I wonder if they're glad they pushed it back. You know what I mean? Because it's things have changed. Like, what was the point of that, you know?
Yeah. I think this song
she's not performing on, you know, late night shows or anything.
Yeah, I think this song was like a late add to the album. So that was one of the reasons that they pushed it back. We talked about this yesterday, Operation Varsity Blues.
I don't want your life.
Lori Loughlin, Massimo Giannulli pleaded guilty to using bribes to get their daughters into USC. And it looks like Lori's plea deal, if the judge accepts it, I think the judge still has to sign off on this. 2 months for Lori, 5 months for Massimo. And we said, we think that coronavirus might have spawned this because they're like, well, we're not seeing anybody anyway. We might as well just spend this time in prison.
Well, and they're getting prisoners out more quickly with corona. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they're like, oh, yeah, if you do time now, we'll have a better chance of getting out. I wonder what they'll actually serve. But also, you know, we talked about it yesterday as well. But Felicity Huffman, that was a year ago that she pleaded guilty.
Wow.
And did, you know, I think less than a week.
Yeah.
That was a whole year ago. Mm-hmm. This has been a part of, and they've moved on. This has been a part of these guys' lives now for over a year.
Yeah. So, see what the judge says on that.
Or what if they don't go to, like, they just Photoshop pictures as if they were in prison. And then put those out.
I think everyone's, like, moved on from even, I don't know. People have moved on from Felicity Huffman, but Lori Loughlin and Massimo are going to be... Ugh.
Yeah, it's kind
of... I don't see them getting back to work anytime soon.
Right. They should have done what Felicity did. It just I don't know what they were... Why they were hanging on, you know?
John Krasinski signed off from his last Some Good News episode by saying, "That's it. I'm finished." And people were kind of surprised. He's like, thank you for joining me for this. He, like, with all the SGN episodes that he's done over the last 2 months, he racked up, like, almost 3 million YouTube subscribers to this SGN channel. And he's like, I will no longer be doing this. Sort of true. He sold his YouTube show to Viacom CBS. Someone else will be hosting. John Krasinski will produce it, but they're going to bring it to all of their stuff.
Okay. Does that mean, I haven't watched it. I know a lot of people are way into it. Is he the main draw there? Is it just the idea? Will this have any kind of success?
It's just like him in his home office with Emily Blunt sometimes popping in, and then he has different celebrities like joking around about being like Emma Stone and Brad Pitt have been like the weatherman, weatherwoman.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it has that like, that like made at home sort of feel, even though he has like a production team behind it, I'm sure. But it's just like really cute, and I don't know, it's going to feel different if somebody else does it.
That's a good gig though, whoever gets that.
I know.
Kevin.
My application is already in.
Maybe he needs to move on to other projects. I mean, maybe he's signed for something that's going to start filming, and, you know, if you can cash out and move on, why not?
Yeah. I know. Well, and I would probably, if given the choice of watching that on CBS with a different host or watching this other CBS special, whew, I'm going to pick SGN all the time. CBS is airing a special called, I'm not making this up, Haircut Night in America, which will feature celebrities cutting their own hair.
Ooh, you can tell we've run out of things in the can.
Yeah.
Now we've got to resort to this.
Fox has Ultimate Tag, where they have to explain to people what the game of tag is about, please. And then CBS has celebrities cutting their own hair, hosted by, naturally, Jerry O'Connell and his wife, Rebecca Romaine. But they're going to have expert advice on how to rein in your unruly mane.
Hmm. And, you know, if they give Rebecca Romaine a buzz cut and shave her head, she'd be Rebecca No Mane.
Ding. So good. That's the only way I would tune in is if you had a big celebrity with beautiful hair shave her head. That's it.
Now, for that charity. That would be kind of interesting. Yeah, for charity, you could probably raise a ton of money, and it would probably get some decent viewership.
Let's do it, CBS. Let's do it, Rebecca No Mane.
I think let's add four more producers to the roster of that show, and we've got a gold mine.
Oh, that's Entertainment Schmig. Schmig Schmackdown in an hour. Another Schmig. Tim is like tickled over that line.
It was epic.
Another Schmig at 8:40. And Lance Hildebrando with the roads.
All right, let's get you an update on stuff because we've had a not so great start to the rush hour just before. A ton of sports news to tell you about. Like, for instance, yesterday, the NHL Players Association, they started voting on a proposed 24-team playoff format for this season. 24 teams in the playoffs if things were to resume play. Pretty interesting. And, of course, today, as Jen mentioned earlier, the one-year anniversary of the Blues beating the San Jose Sharks in the Western Conference Finals to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. And that Blues-Shark series, it spawned a little ditty you might remember.
Beat the Sharks, do 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 to do. Beat the Sharks, do 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 to do. Beat the Sharks, do 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 to do. Beat the Sharks.
Not to be outdone.
So what was the hit that it spawned?
Well, you just heard it. But let's talk about future hits. Like maybe one spawned by Steph Curry. Yeah, that's Steph Curry.
All the pool comes out, but it stays inside of you. But it's got to get changed sometimes, cause it's nasty. And it's gonna stink all the time. And I change and I change all day. Probably 6, 7, 8. I don't know, it just stinks all day. Can't explain what your diaper does to me.
Steph Curry and the Dirty Diaper Song.
Nice.
It took me to the end to realize what song he was singing. That was he's a bad singer, Steph Curry.
Also on the NBA front, St. Louis native Chaminade alum Bradley Beal maybe maybe getting traded? Question mark. Washington Wizards say they have no plans to trade Beal, but other teams are planning to propose a trade for Beal, including the Brooklyn Nets. That's pretty interesting.
Ooh.
Yesterday we mentioned that Forbes said the NFL could lose $5 billion this season if no fans are in attendance. Now a study's come out that says COVID-19 could cost college football $4 billion this season. Wow. Hey, the NFL is considering a rule change. Check this out. If this rule passes, after scoring in an NFL game, the team that is trailing, if they've just scored, they could choose to do one of two things. They could choose to do an onside kick, which is, you know, an exciting play. Or, with this rule change, if it passes, they could opt to take the ball at their own 25 and have one play, essentially a 4th-and-15 scenario. Either they gain 15 yards or more on that one play and keep the ball with a fresh set of downs, or if they don't gain the 15 yards, they turn it over.
Wow. No, do you think it's because of they saw some of the excitement of the XFL with sort of different rules, mixing it up? And
could be.
Interesting.
I think so.
I like it.
I'd take a look. You know, the thing is, you can always implement it for a year or something, or maybe implement it in preseason, see how it goes. Why not?
Yeah.
The match. Tiger, Phil, Peyton, TB. That's this weekend. Happening Sunday, 2 o'clock our time on TNT.
Wow, it's already here.
Yeah.
Already here. Wow. Yeah, I know. It seems so far off when we first started talking about it, but it's this weekend. Interesting article on Goal.com. Could the MLS and Liga MX, the Mexican soccer league, merge to produce a 50-team North American Super League?
Ooh.
What? Interesting points in the article, but proof that you got to read all the way down, because here's the last line. Quote, but the idea of a 50-team Super League might just be too grandiose and far-fetched for all involved, unquote. So that's the summation after like 18 paragraphs? Okay, we're just writing stuff off the top
right.
Of Whitey Herzog, when asked, said he would scrap the whole 2020 Major League season. Quote, I'm just afraid we don't have all the answers yet with the virus, and I think you're putting the baseball players in some danger, unquote.
He's wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can see his point. And on this date in history, there's a very interesting article you can look at. Actually, it's not on this date. My bad. There's an interesting article at Cardinals.com. The best game by one hitter for every major league team. There's some highlights here, like the day this month, May 1925, at Sportsman's Park here in St. Louis, when 38-year-old Detroit Tiger player manager Ty Cobb goes for 6-for-6. 6-for-6 on the day with 3 homers, 4 RBIs. Actually, 4 runs, 5 RBIs in a Detroit win. St. Louis native Nate Colbert playing for the San Diego Padres in a 1972 doubleheader. 7-for-9 in the doubleheader with 5 home runs and 13 RBIs. And there are a lot of choices for best hitting game ever by a Cardinals hitter. You could pick so many. I mean, the time that Stan the Man had 5 home runs in a doubleheader. Hard-hitting Mark Whitten, 4 home runs, doubleheader performance. But the one they highlight, this one's pretty recent. Maybe you remember it just a couple years ago. July 20th, 2018, Wrigley Field. Matt Carpenter, 5-for-5, 3 home runs, 2 doubles. He's the second and only the second of 2 players ever in Major League history to have 3 homers and 2 doubles in a game. And he did all of that, 5-for-5, 3 homers and 2 doubles by the middle of the 6th. It's an interesting read at Cardinals.com where you can relive those memories. That's Sports Chatter.
Sports Chatter!
Maroon 5 on Y98. It is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. If you're spending more time at home, you want to listen to us on your smart speaker, just tell that smart speaker to play Y98 St. Louis.
We've been talking a lot about graduates and how they're missing out on a lot of ceremonies, but we haven't talked as much about college graduates and how they didn't really plan to start careers in the middle of record unemployment.
Oh, tell me about it. My nephew graduated from SIUE, and my sister's freaking out about it, you know, more than him, obviously, because that's what parents do. But yeah, what do you do?
Well, you might want to share this LinkedIn article with her because it sheds a little positivity on the situation, at least here in St. Louis. So they went through, LinkedIn went through a bunch of different things they looked at over the last couple of years, all their job listings, the median salary. They also looked at the cities in which these job listings were, how much people pay for rent in those cities. Guess what the best U.S. city is to launch your career?
Cleveland.
No, Cleveland's actually third. St. Louis. St. Louis is the best city right now to start a career.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
St. Cleveland.
Third place. Who got second?
Milwaukee. It's like all Midwest.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Kansas City in the top six.
Wow. And so meaning there are good jobs available here, like entry-level jobs.
Yeah, median salary for starter jobs in St. Louis, $60,400.
For a college graduate
Yes.
with a degree.
Just $500 less than Milwaukee, but they say that your monthly rent in St. Louis is slightly less than Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think that's the key, because you look at all those coastal cities on the west and the east coast, the rent's going to just, I mean, going to knock you out.
Yeah, so they went based on, like, percentage of your salary. So in St. Louis, rent is about it's like 19.7% of your gross income. In Milwaukee, it's about 21%, but they say in San Francisco, it's 39%, and in New York, it's 37%.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It'll get you.
You had how many roommates in New York, and did you live in a closet?
At one point, I lived in what could be referred to as a closet, but...
Yeah.
We were lucky in New York. We had some room. But yeah, I can't. I all I think about too is how many moms hear this and are sending this to their kids who are either, you know, in different cities or just in, like, come home. I know my mom would be all over it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So some good news during this crazy time. Weather, I don't know that we have a ton of good news for you, but it's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. 78 the high today. It looks like it's going to be cloudy all day, maybe some rain overnight tonight, and we'll just have to wait and see with this weekend, because we will have temperatures in the 80s, maybe even close to 90, but a chance for storms.
Y98, it is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. If you haven't heard yet, we just launched something called the Wake Me Up, Pick Me Up. We're trying to bring a little cheer to anyone who needs it right now with all that's going on. If you've got someone you'd like to nominate, just a little something, we're going to see what we can do. Just be like, this is the person that I think needs a pick-me-up. This is would be a good pick-me-up. And then we're going to see what we can pull off. Y98.com/pick-me-up. And while you're there, check out the video we posted for one of our first pick-me-ups. We surprised some local kids with Leslie Odom Jr. from Hamilton. He showed up, sang some songs, answered some questions. It was really, really cool. So you can check that out and nominate someone you think needs a pick-me-up at y98.com/pick-me-up.
There are some other people around the country trying to do the same thing, brighten people's days, like the Elder Kindness Gang. This gang, they're all about the good. Every Wednesday, they meet in the parking lot so they can decorate their cars, and then they drive around to different nursing homes in the area to surprise seniors. Just this past week, they went to 13 different senior living facilities.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And they said, even while being socially distant, we can still show kindness. And they said that Wednesday has turned into like the highlight of their week. And whether people are in the parade or on the other side of the building, everyone gets excited when Wednesday comes around. They have a group on Facebook. They're in California. They're called the Elder Kindness Gang.
Hmm.
There's also a great neighborhood in Houston that has rallied around one woman who is trying to make a difference. Tamara Kick has a rare form of cancer, and she knows that masks make a difference. A lot of people have tried to put PSAs out saying, you know, the mask, maybe it's not necessarily for you, but it's keeping someone else healthy and safe. So Tamara started sewing masks. And she posted on a neighborhood website, free masks available, first come, first served. She made 100 of them. Gone. And she made another 100. Then neighbors started donating bags of fabric, stepping up to help, cutting thread and elastic, and they offered to help sew masks as well. She is up over 1,100 masks.
Wow.
Because she just wants to help people. And whoever wants one can have one. Some people are so moved by this that they're trying to pay her for the masks, and she doesn't want any money. She's just doing this out of the kindness of her heart. And if anyone does give her money, Tamara is donating it to Star of Hope. It's a group that works to end homelessness. And the CEO of Star of Hope says, we will almost certainly see a surge in homeless people over the next 12 to 18 months due to job loss and the just the tough times. So he appreciates Tamara and her whole neighborhood rallying around her.
Nice.
And then there's this dad. Man, this is going to be a tough birthday to beat. Julio Segura has a birthday tradition with his daughter Diana. Every year, they have a special lunch at Chick-fil-A, and she orders the same thing every time. She orders a chicken filet sandwich with pepper jack cheese, buffalo sauce, and mayo. Every year, they go out to Chick-fil-A and celebrate for her birthday. Well, they were far apart. She's going to college, and she stayed in her college town after coronavirus hit. So she hasn't seen her dad since winter break, but he wasn't going to let that stop her. He drove 1,152 miles round trip just to surprise Diana on her birthday from El Paso to Austin. He woke up at 4:15 in the morning to drive 8.5 hours. She didn't know it was happening, though. He told her, hey, send me what you want for lunch, and I'm going to have Uber Eats drop it off for you. And she's like, you know what I want, my birthday sandwich. And instead of a delivery driver showing up, she opened up her door to see her dad holding a bag of Chick-fil-A, some balloons, and a poster wishing her Feliz Cumpleaños.
Aw, that's a good dad.
Yeah, I know. He said, I wanted to make sure she had a good birthday. And she was so excited because she hadn't seen him since winter break, and she didn't think she would get to see him again until August. She said he's always someone who loves gestures, but never imagined he would go this far. They sat 6 feet apart. They ate lunch. They didn't even get to give each other a hug. And then after lunch, he didn't even go into her apartment. He just hit the road again and drove 8.5 hours back home.
Aw.
8.5 hours one way. So, yeah, 17 hours round trip just for like a half an hour birthday lunch date with his daughter.
Aw. And they dined right there on campus right by the schoolyard.
No, I think she...
No, it was right by the schoolyard. What was the dad's name again?
Oh, Julio. I got it. Dang. Schmig Schmackdown is coming up in 6 minutes. We're going to talk Memorial Day blockbusters.
White knuckles and sweaty palms.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
We do it every Friday, the Schmig Schmackdown, where we test pop culture knowledge. And we've been doing it with each other during this time as we are broadcasting from home. So I lost last week to Tim, which means I'm in charge of the questions. The theme this week, Memorial Day weekend films. It started in the late 70s where we realized, man, not everybody wants to spend time at the pool. You can go to the movie theater and see a big blockbuster. So we're going to go through some of these. Some of these will be specific movies. Some of them in which, like, they have all of their sequels come out Memorial Day weekend. You'll just have to name the franchise. We'll see how it goes. And playing this week, Tim and Kevin. So who's going first?
Well, what do we do exactly?
I will give you clues. You name the movie.
Okay.
The movie or the franchise.
Either one. Kev, you want to go first?
I'll go first. That's fine.
All right. So 60 seconds on the clock for both of you.
Okay.
And the clock will start after I ask the first question. Kevin, Will Smith reprises Robin Williams' role in this Disney live-action film.
Pass.
It's Aladdin. Tom Cruise did his own stunts as Ethan Hunt in this sequel.
Mission Impossible.
Sequel.
Mission Impossible 2.
Yes. Johnny Depp channeled Keith Richards for his character in these films.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. Roger Moore's last turn as this agent with a theme song by Duran Duran.
It was A View to a Kill. He was James Bond.
Yes. You don't have to do the character. Morgan Freeman plays God and grants Jim Carrey all of his powers.
Oh, I pass.
Seriously?
Seriously, I can't think of it. It's Bruce Almighty. Ugh.
Okay, you're going to get this one. Jeff Goldblum, dinosaurs, and one of Kevin's favorite sound bites.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. All right, you got four.
Man, I did not do well.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
No, blanked. Right. Ugh.
Now it's Tim's turn.
I'm ready.
Okay. Clock starts with the first, after the first clue. Axel Foley's sequel.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Before there was May the 4th, Memorial Day was the main holiday for this franchise.
Star Wars.
Kurt Russell and Billy Baldwin as firefighting brothers in this Ron Howard film.
Backdraft.
Yep. In 1982, the title character battled Mr. T in the trilogy.
Rocky.
Trilogy. Female buddy road trip film that, spoiler alert, ends with a real cliffhanger.
Thelma and Louise.
Sigourney Weaver establishes herself as the baddest mother and that thing exploding from John Hurt's stomach.
Alien.
Each born with a specific genetic mutation that gives them superpowers. Name this franchise.
X-Men?
Mm-hmm. The sixth installment of this car racing heist franchise was the only one to come out on Memorial Day weekend.
Fast and the Furious.
Yes.
Man. I know who won that. It was not me.
It was not you. Sorry. So yeah, Tim wins. Congratulations. That means you have to play again next week.
No.
Yep.
That means I write the questions next week.
Yeah, you write the questions.
So many people to thank, but we just don't have the time. I just want you guys to know I'm grateful and look forward to coming back next week and fighting to keep this championship. Thanks, everybody.
And some good movies maybe to binge watch this weekend, because it looks like it's going to rain throughout your Memorial Day weekend. Storms Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Today, just cloudy. And Lance Hildebrand getting you through the clouds and the roads on your way to work.
Better news.
The Weeknd, channeling a little Michael Jackson there. Some 80s. Yeah, that's Blinding Lights on The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. As a lot of people have started their Memorial Day weekend, we're going to kick it off around 9 this morning with a Friday free-for-all. You can text us your request at 314-531-9898.
Read an article I found fascinating. So there's this guy, Stephen Levitt. He's an economist at the University of Chicago, but he's also one of the guys that wrote that book, Freakonomics.
Yeah, I was going to say, he and Malcolm Gladwell.
Was Gladwell part of Freakonomics?
I think so.
Doing his own thing. Anyway, so this guy did a study and found that when people left major life-changing decisions up to the flip of a coin, they were happier 6 months later.
Sorry, Malcolm Gladwell was not a part of that.
Yeah,
happier 6 months later.
Yeah. So for the study, every participant came in with a big question, some big, heavy life thing, right? Okay. Should I quit my job? Should I propose? Should I get a tattoo? They flipped a coin and committed to doing whatever the coin decided. Six months later, the people whose coin flipped told them to make a big change were happier than the people whose coin... this is a different thing. They were happier than the people whose coin flip told them not to. But if you left it up to a coin flip in general, you were just happier than if you, you know, drug it out and followed your heart.
Wow.
Wow. That's... So,
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you know, all I can think of is the Batman villain Two-Face, who, you know, has the you know, split personality, and he's got two different faces because he was disfigured in an accident, and he leaves all his decisions up to the flip of a coin.
Give us more of that Two-Face origin story.
Well, he was Harvey Dent. He was a lawyer.
He was a DA, just like anybody else. The other takeaway from this is that the people who were encouraged to make the change were happier. So two things. Number one, maybe use a coin flip to decide some big decisions. And number two, if you're like, should I make a big change or not, make the big change.
Yeah. So interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, like it sounds like there's always more not doing anything. There's always more regret because you can always wonder what if. Like, what right. if I had made that big jump?
Mm-hmm.
Just
I'm a huge
it.
Fan of the coin flip. I can't say I do it for like big life decisions, but simple, you know, handful of people, where should we eat? You flip a coin, you feel great about it.
When was the last time you flipped a coin?
Man, I'm flipping coins daily. Whether it's for something or not, I am just flipping them.
Okay.
Wow, all see, right. that's crazy to me, because I'm a big fan of the positive and negative list, all right, where you put positive on one side, negative on the other, and you look at both of your decisions, and you go, here are the positives, here are the negatives.
Pros and
when
cons.
Was the last time you did this?
This morning, right before the show. Positives and negatives. Do I go to work?
Getting out of bed.
You're like Cameron in in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I can remember doing that, you know, making the decision to leave teaching and to go back to college and looking at the positives and the negatives there. And, you know, at the time, you know, the positives of going back way outweighed the negatives, you know. You know, making a career change. Now, making a career change, the negatives way outweigh the positives. You know, so that's kind of the way, you know, it is not necessarily the flip of a coin. That's too much
of a
chance.
Should we flip a coin to see if you should change careers again? St. Louis, best place to start a career. I don't know if you caught that segment earlier. So. When we come back, we're going to flip a coin and decide if Kevin is going to pursue a new line of work.
Okay, well, let's try that, and we'll see. You'll know if the show continues.
KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis is powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. This is
today's best music mix.
Today's best music mix.
Y90.
Walk through fire for you. Just let me adore you.
It is 8:05. It's time for Foodstuffs with me, Tim Connolly. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. All the locations doing delivery and contact-free curbside pickup. Get on board for that. I'm also coming to you from under a t-shirt quilt. You see, the love interest is having a very important conference call just across the room right now. I mean, this is a big one, guys. This one's for all the marbles.
and of course, what this blanket was all about.
Of course, it happens at 8 o'clock during food stuff. So I'm under my t-shirt quilt.
You're like, it's food stuffs, love interest. You're just gonna have to quit your job.
Yeah, she gets it. I mean, she understands that food stuffs is a priority in our lives. That was like for it was like if this thing's gonna work out, there's some things you need to know about me.
Number one, foodstuffs.
Number two, I'm into t-shirts. You in? Let's do it. She's like, sign me up. And now we're cornered. All right. My arms already hurt from holding this blanket up. It hurts a lot.
Wow. You should maybe just create a fort.
Yeah.
Okay, but then I can't see you guys anymore.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's
okay.
Probably better for sound. Right. Okay, here we go.
So
foodstuffs.
Okay. Let's start out. Yeah, please do. Feel free to record on Zoom. Let's start out with some new products. There's a lot, and this is a big one. I told you about this a while ago. Kellogg's is doing something called mashups. So they're mashing up some of their most popular cereals and combining them. The first one is out, so get ready. And it comes out in a couple weeks. I lied, but I'm still excited. What do you think they're mashing up?
Kellogg's? Frosted Flakes?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And what's another big one?
Raisin Bran?
Talk about it this week. No.
No, Fruit Loops?
Yeah, Fruit Loops. Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops. So the box, it's just what you'd expect. It's split down the middle. Tony the Tiger on one side, Toucan Sam on the other side. Worth noting, it's the original Toucan Sam. We told you earlier this week they brought out a new and improved, younger, more psychedelic-looking Toucan Sam. This is the original guy.
Nice. As it should be.
Interested in trying them? Sound delicious to me.
Yeah.
I'd give them a try.
Frosted Fruit Loop Flakes.
Yeah, mashups. Mashups, they call them. Anyway, this one looks good. We'll have to get some, and then we'll see what mashups they do down the road. Starbucks always coming out with something new. They've got one for the summer. Now, they've done this in the past, but it's pretty much just a summertime thing. It is back. The S'mores Frappuccino.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
I love s'mores so much.
The blanket is on my lamp, and I feel like it's going to catch on fire, but we'll see.
Tune into Instagram Live now.
Yeah, really working hard on this foodstuffs. The s'mores frap. You guys ever try it before?
Yes.
No, but it sounds great.
Layers of marshmallow-infused whipped cream, milk chocolate sauce, a blend of vanilla coffee, milk, and ice before it's topped with marshmallow whipped cream and graham cracker crumble.
Or if you want, just go in your sugar jar and get a cup of sugar, open your mouth, and just dump it in.
Sugar jar?
You don't have a sugar jar?
No, I do. Yeah. Okay. I got four of them. Never mind. Speaking of sugar, Skittles. So a lot of, Pride Month is next month, and a lot of products will add a rainbow to their packaging. What do you do when you're Skittles and you're all about the rainbows already?
What, like
double rainbow?
You guessed it. Gray Skittles.
What?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Gray Skittles. Hmm. So literally all of the Skittles in the package are gray, and the package is gray as well. And it says on the front, I want to get this right, it says only one rainbow matters during the month of June. And apparently not the Skittles rainbow. So
what?
Yeah, great.
That's ridiculous.
Gray Skittles sound, I mean, I obviously for a good cause and raising awareness, right. But I don't know that I'd want to associate my brand with gray Skittles. That sounds very unappetizing.
I feel like Pride Month, this is Skittles' time to shine, right? Not just take all the color out.
That's what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, and it'll be available at CVS. Probably now-ish. You could probably find them now, and it'll be going all through June.
Be real curious how the colorless Skittles sell.
Gray Skittle, but doesn't that kind of sound gross?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's that thing, like, some studies have shown with some of these candies, it doesn't matter what flavor, they could all be the same flavor, like pink and red usually test the best. People say they taste the best, even if all the colors taste the same. I have a feeling that the taste is going to be less intense.
Yeah.
People aren't going to love it as much because they're just gray.
They will taste the same. Strawberry, orange, grape, green apple, and lemon. But yeah, you're right. Your brain will probably be like, gray candy.
Oh, I didn't realize you had a Hot Lick shirt on that blanket.
On the t-shirt quilt?
Yeah.
We got a
yeah.
little bit of everything, yeah.
And right next to the Rams champion, like, Super Bowl t-shirt.
I have a few fraternity t-shirts on here, too, that are not very politically correct, it turns out. They haven't aged well. Haven't aged well at all. There's one from a Christmas party in particular that is a little bit embarrassing. Okay. And finally. Oh, no, no, no. Did you guys see this? So the Deerbergs out in Manchester, somebody sent a tweet. It was a picture. I guess the salad bar. They've closed the salad bars in Deerbergs and a lot of these other places and grocery stores for obvious reasons with the virus and everything. And this Deerberg replaced their salad bar with just little, like, airplane bottles of alcohol. So it's the same old salad bar, but, you know, where
the
arugula
crossed out the salad.
Would be. Yeah, where the arugula would be, you got vodka. Where the croutons would be, you got whiskey. Getting after it. Somebody tweeted it, went viral. Literally, CNN, New York Post, it's all over the place. And it's from Deerberg's right here.
Nice.
And by the way, Deerberg's has alcohol. And finally, boy, my arms hurt. We're going to wrap this thing up quickly here. From under the blanket. Most popular delivery food in every state during quarantine. We've seen a few of these come out, but this one is from Yelp. So they took a look and decided which foods have been disproportionately popular in every state in the last 2 months. Illinois.
Country Crock.
I knew it was coming.
Obviously.
Country Crock Pizza. No, Thin Crust Pizza in Illinois.
Oh, really? Take that.
Thin Crust.
Chicago. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting. And then in Missouri, Belgian Fries.
Belgian Fries.
I know. And then I did a little Belgian research.
Is this like the waffle fries?
So the best Belgian fries in St. Louis are Max Local Eats, which we've talked about on the show
bunch,
which just moved. It's basically just like a thick, not like steak fries, but just like a lot of batter and fried to them.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody buying that? That makes sense? Or do I sound like a moron?
They're double fried.
Oh, double fried. Makes fried. Sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Double fried mm-hmm. fries. Belgian yeah. fries. Max Local Eats. A couple other places have them. That's what we've been going for. I think we're the only state that other places had fries, but we're the only ones with Belgian fries.
Yeah, take that. Because Missouri, we fancy.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. We need it. That's been Foodstuffs brought to you from underneath my t-shirt quilt, as well as Salt and from Salt and Smoke. If you missed anything, check out the podcast, y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast.
Foodstuffs!
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home.
He comes alive at midnight. My mama doesn't trust him. He's only here for one thing, but
so am I. Ooh, 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 been looking for you. Oh, oh, looking for love in the loop. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Gotta find love during this time. And the dating profiles show that during the time of coronavirus, there's no lack of weirdness still. These dating profiles do not disappoint. They're maybe even more entertaining right now. And Lance Hildebrand reads them for us, and we decide whether to swipe left, that's a no, or right, that's a yes.
I have to be honest. I don't know if this group is entertaining or just, what's the word I'm looking for? Sad?
Oh.
Okay. Let's find out. Let's start with Thomas. Yeah, let's start off with Thomas, who's 30. Thomas says, I'm not here for hookups unless it's two or more women. Hashtag shoot for the stars.
Wow.
As Whoa. You can see, Thomas then says, as you can see, I'm hilarious.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
Man.
He's going for laughs, not for dates.
But he continues yeah. and says, come with me and I'll ruin your life, but it'll be fun. Scratch that. Let's hook up tonight before we all die from the coronavirus. No time to wait, LOL. Thomas is 30.
I hate
he's not
like,
30. Mm. He's not even a little bit funny.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're old enough to know better, Thomas.
And yeah, he's hilarious.
These like hook up and I'll ruin your life type guys. Ugh. Barf.
I'm always leery of people who say, I'm blank, and you know, like they're the best thing in, you know, I'm hilarious. No, you're not.
Oh, really, yeah, I agree.
No, maybe not.
Yeah.
I'm super attractive.
Don't tell people.
Right. Let people judge for themselves and let them tell you.
Mm-hmm. However, I do have great calves, and I do like to tell people, and I think that's because you don't see them. You know what I mean? I think it's more fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now I'm rollerblading? It's not going to be fair. That's the exception I make on that rule.
Tim Conby, let's mark him down here with them. All right.
Good calves.
That's a right.
Let's see what you think of Dave. Dave says, when I catch a mouse in a trap, I eat the cheese in front of its corpse as a sign of dominance. I'm 35 years old. That's Dave.
Again, 35 years old? You are a grown man.
I just don't understand. Like, if it's not, if it can't even be a little bit funny or cute, just be straightforward. Just be like, here's my story. Like, you're going to get more, you're going to catch more mice, as it were, with that.
As it were. Yeah, I said these were sad. I think it's sad because these are your choices. That's right. The sad part.
It's sad for the ladies.
How long has that cheese been on that mouse trap? Like, that's also not a good sign, you know?
I just wonder, when you type that up and then post that as your profile, who do you think is going to contact you?
I don't know.
We just know he's not lactose intolerant, so that's a plus.
That's a plus. Kevin is the bright side guy here.
That's right.
Let's see what you think of Peter, who's 52. Peter says, while the name is Peter, all of my friends call me Guts because I'm capable of eating a significant amount of hot dogs all at once. Think about how many hot dogs you think it would take to kill a man, then double it. That's how many hot dogs I eat. Peter/Guts is 52.
And that's your profile.
Right.
I kind of like Guts. I like him more than the other two.
Yeah, I got to give you that.
I just want a friend named Guts.
I'm not looking for a date. I just want a friend named Guts. Oh, and FYI, I have excellent calves. Interesting.
A t-shirt collection, bar none.
Yes.
Right. This is my boyfriend, Guts. Here this morning.
What'd you say? Sorry.
I said, I think we've made a connection here this morning between Guts and Tim. Let's finish with Tanner. Tanner is 30 and says, I'm on Tinder to make friends like I'm on Pornhub to watch the plumber fix the sink. Tanner is 30.
Jeez.
Those are your choices, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. They're not, you're one. Right. I side with sad. No.
Yeah.
Or that's bad. And none of them are 22 where you're like, all right, that's they're figuring it out.
Yeah.
The youngest was 30. And these were the ones who made the cut this week.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So spend Memorial Day with your family.
A little video surprise from Katy Perry and the new Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, coming up in 3 minutes in Entertainment Schmig. I can tell time.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness continues to lift local. We are stronger together. We will get through this together. I mean, if you didn't get enough in the 640 Schmig where we talked about CBS's new show, Haircut Night in America. Whew. Talk about hard hitting. Yeah. Maybe.
I can't wait.
HBO Max. They are getting Friends. They paid $400 million for it. But apparently, it's the third most exciting thing on HBO Max. They paid a whole lot of money for a third place finish. It looks like people are most excited about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And really the most excited, Kevin, about the DC Comics Extended Universe.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, and that falling under that, Zack Snyder's new cut of Justice League.
That's going to
be
awesome.
Like 72 hours long.
So is that the deal? That's how they'll compete with Disney, is they'll have all the DC stuff? I guess there's like probably a partnership there.
Yeah, because I think Warner Brothers owns DC Comics.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So Game of Thrones and Friends, things that are already out and pretty easy to access. And then DC, which other than Wonder Woman, not a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah, Friends, not super easy to access because it's leaving all these other streaming networks to go to HBO Max. But the big question is, like, how many streaming services is enough? Have people already said, I have all I need with Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime and whatever you have? It'll be really interesting to see how well this does and how many people will subscribe. 5% said they'd be very likely to subscribe. 11 said somewhat likely. I don't know how you did with math during home quarantine. That's not a lot. Not a lot of people.
And how much is this one?
I don't know.
I won't pay it because I don't buy my friends.
Oh, got it. See what you did there.
It's a Friday.
If you want to go back and binge watch some stuff over the weekend, because Memorial Day, you know, normally pools open, or you go to the theater. The most watched shows of this season are in. The official TV season ended Wednesday, and Kevin, your girl's show is in the top six, in at number six.
Oh, yeah!
Blue Bloods.
Top six, really?
Yeah. FBI, number five. Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, NCIS, and Sunday Night Football, number one. Also in the top 10, Chicago Fire, This Is Us, Young Sheldon, and Chicago PD.
Man, I'm not watching anything that's popular. Yeah.
90 Day Fiancé, I don't think, cracked the top 100.
Not cool, America.
But a new episode on tonight, right?
It's Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do a weird thing with it where there's like a half episode on. I still haven't figured it out, but yeah, I'll be catching up. I think it's the finale.
Lance, I know you have a boycott on him many times during sports chatter, but
TB?
Yeah. After the success of The Last Dance, ESPN working on that Tom Brady docuseries.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, there's not only that, but there was a story that came out yesterday and I passed over it on Sports Chatter because of the TB moratorium and because I had other stuff, that there's also an Apple, I'm trying to remember what it's called. Apple TV Plus is coming out with a series called, I think it's called Greatness Code. It's going to feature not only TB, but there'll be a LeBron version as well. So he's getting a couple of different documentaries, as it were, about him. So
yeah.
We're going to get a lot of that stuff with the success of the Jordan thing. You know, I mean, a Tiger Woods thing, a Gretzky thing, all that stuff will come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More tours postponed. Alicia Keys said they waited as long as they could. They waited patiently to see how the world is going. Held on to their 2020 dates, but she said the safety and health of her family is paramount, and so the Alicia World Tour 2020 will be rescheduled. Also,
she wasn't coming here anyway, was she?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Guns N' Roses have postponed their North American tour as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Katy Perry, get this. On Good Morning America, my high school friend Megan, who is an emergency room doctor and has been doing like national interviews. She's on Good Morning America talking about all that she's doing on the front lines for getting PPE for doctors. And she gets surprised by Katy Perry.
Hello! Hello.
Oh my God.
Hi guys.
Think about this.
Hi. I'm sorry. I look like Katy Scary a little bit. I mean, quarantine sometimes. Your mom, Megan, is an absolute hero. Aren't you so proud of her?
We are indeed, yes.
So, yeah, my friend
Megan. Did she say she looked like Katy Scary?
She did.
Oh, boy.
I know. Meg's getting interviewed by someone from Good Morning America, and they're talking to her and her two kids. And then all of a sudden, Katy Perry busts in on their Zoom.
That's awesome.
I know. Super proud of her.
Yeah. Send her a text. See if she wants to be surprised by Kevin Berghoff.
That's right.
From the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pratt's son was freaked out when he looked at his phone. People who have a lot of unread emails, when I see that number on their phone, it makes me super uncomfortable. Chris Pratt, same. His number was at 51,000. Actually, I think more than that.
Everybody check theirs.
All right. He said that his son was freaked out by it. Mine's at 24.
I got 1,000?
Or just the number 24?
Just 24.
Oh, I'm at 7,683. Oh,
whoa! God.
203 text messages. And quite a few from my Fitness Pal fitness app.
Oh, yeah. Unread. Yeah, so he said that it's mostly junk. Like, he signs up for everything. He always puts his email in, especially when it's like, take an IQ test. So he provides his email address, which he said automatically makes his IQ about 7. But he deleted 51,000 email, and he apologized to everyone if one of their emails was included on there. So just so you know, he's not answering your email anytime soon.
Oh, man.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande with a new song, Rain On Me. And we'll have the whole thing down on me. After celebrity birthdays. I'm ready,
rain on me. I dig it. I like the song. I'm excited. You know what else I dig? Lance Hildebrand and his unique take on traffic.
Y98, it is celebrity birthday time, where we look at today's birthdays and this weekend's birthdays. And then I realized we're off on Monday for Memorial Day, and I didn't look at those birthdays, so sorry about that. We'll cover that on Tuesday.
Hopefully you guys can enjoy your weekends without that. Man. We apologize on behalf of the station, ownership, and management.
Sorry. And there are some good ones this weekend. Let's start off with today's birthday. How old is New Edition singer and solo singer Johnny Gill?
Yeah. Ooh, it's a toughie. 57.
Yeah. 58.
Well, I don't know. 56.
54.
Mm. Yeah, we forget how young they were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When New Edition hit.
Looking at tomorrow's...
Let's all guess again now that we've been...
53.
Looking at tomorrow's birthdays, how old is Jewel? We'll save your soul when it comes to the bellies now. Oh, oh, I'll save your souls.
Those lies that you tell, boy. Gotta love a little yodeling in your pop song. Yeah.
45.
44. 46?
46 is correct. Nice job, Lance. She also shares a birthday tomorrow with Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings.
I'm Ken Jennings, and I hold the record for the longest winning streak in Jeopardy history. It went on for days, and then it went on for weeks, then it went on for months. It lasted all summer. It lasted 74 games.
Yeah, and he's the GOAT. They did the championship.
I bet he's the same age as Jewel, 46.
He's 46.
What?
Nice job.
Wow. Because didn't you say that, Kevin?
I said shares a birthday. And
yeah,
you're right.
But even the way you said
it. The way
made
I
me
said
think.
It. Yep. Nice job. Nice. Yes. So let's move to Sunday's birthdays. How old is... Man, this guy's been in everything, and I just love his work, and he's a great singer, too. He voices Wreck-It Ralph. He's been in Talladega Nights. He's been in Chicago, and, of course, Step Brothers. How old is John C. Reilly?
Can we turn our beds into bunk beds? All right, we've already figured out how to do this. The beds match up perfectly. Please say yes.
You don't need permission from us to build bunk beds. You're adults.
So...
Yes.
Yes.
Sweet.
You can make them.
I knew it.
Okay, you guys are not going to regret this. We're going to get so much more activities done.
This is the funnest night ever.
Did you say he's a great singer?
Yes.
Huh. What did he sing in?
Mr. Cellophane. In Chicago.
What is that? Oh, no.
Mr. Cellophane,
yeah,
yeah. Mr. Cellophane.
What was that movie had? Was it?
Sounds made up.
The Dewey something.
The Dewey Cox story, yeah. Yeah.
Dewey Walk Cox Hard.
Story, yeah. Walk Hard, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was like a fake Johnny Cash thing.
56.
52.
Yeah, I agree with Jen. I think he looks a little older than he is. 51.
55. And finally, this one's for Jen, because years ago when we used to do birthday bets, she labelled. How old is Patti LaBelle?
I think I said she was like 58.
This is the 2 year anniversary.
Yes.
Unbelievable. And now I have no idea.
I know. Right. Like, I don't remember.
Now there's so many numbers associated with her birthday from the show.
Jen's going first.
Was she 15 years off? Was she 27 years off? Was she 35 years off? I mean, I was so way off. I'm going to say 78.
I'm going to say 73.
I number in my head was 77.
76.
All
right. Did I say?
78. So
okay,
much
I wasn't too
better.
Bad.
Much better than 2 years ago.
I almost said 86, and then I would have been off on the other end. So bad at this game. Glad it's over. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right.
Y98, it's the Friday free-for-all. That was a summer hit in the summer of 2007. Rihanna and Umbrella. We're taking all of your favorite summer song requests for the Friday free-for-all, since this Friday should be the official kickoff to summer and pools and all that fun stuff. We're still doing it. 314-531-9898.
Yeah, so get them in. We got good ones coming up. One from Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff. I bet you can't guess what song it is. And then Paula Abdul and Gnarls Barkley. I bet you also can't guess which Gnarls Barkley song it is. The point is, get your requests in. 314-531-9898.
Since May is National Burger Month, we're having a food fight. Featuring a burger.
Well, Erasure on Y98. It is the Wake Up. You are listening to the Friday free-for-all. We'll play whatever you want. That was for Emma. If you want something, 314-531-9898. New study came out. They identified 47 traits that make you an effective flirter.
Wow. Mm.
Do you guys consider yourselves effective flirters?
Nope.
Haven't had to do it in a long time. A little rusty.
You got to keep it alive, Jen. You should still be flirting.
Right.
Well, I mean, yes, but...
But what?
My game isn't as strong as it used to be.
Did your game used to be pretty strong?
I think I had a strong
game. We all saw the picture you just posted on Instagram. We get it. I saw that girl and I was like, flirty.
So what? There's a list of 47, so you're going to give us the top 45? What's the deal?
I'll tell you some other things that made the list. Confidence, having similar interests mm-hmm. as somebody, being spontaneous, being mysterious, giving them a compliment. That's easy. Being romantic, being bold. All right, now let's get down to the top 10.
Yes, some of those things take a wrong turn during looking for love in the loo.
Yes.
Like, people are overly confident with their stuff that they think is flirty, but it's just tomfoolery.
Yeah. But if you do it right, it helps. Smelling good, also effective.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody has a signature scent, I think that's... Your game is strong.
I will often make sure that I smell bad just to make sure that my other flirting traits are
up to
as
par.
Superior as I feel that they are.
It's not like your senses where if you go blind, your sense of hearing is better.
Right.
And
no, yeah. But if you still come out on top despite smelling bad, that means you're really good in some of these other areas.
Okay.
So you want some of the other things on here. Showing that you have good character. I don't know how you do that in a flirty situation. I don't cheat on my taxes.
I return the shopping cart to the corral.
Ooh, yeah, being respectful, being persistent, being good with words. The person who wrote this clearly isn't. Honesty is number five. Politeness, number four. That's obvious. I don't think that makes you a good flirter. It just makes your flirting a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
Number three, good looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you a good flirter.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's like the default, of course.
But you can also, you know, I think plenty of people, you're not automatically good at flirting. And I would also argue that those people, you might enjoy being flirted with someone attractive more, but I think those people don't have to learn the skills quite as well. You know what I mean? Because they can just lean on...
Their good looks?
Yeah, a smile.
I think it's good for early on flirting, but then if there's no other substance to back it up, it gets really old.
Yeah.
I think that other things, like you said, heighten the character, the politeness, the honesty, the like sense of humor. Those all heighten someone's attractiveness.
Yeah. Intelligence is number two.
Yep.
Number one?
What?
What do you think? Makes you good at flirting?
Sense of humor.
Yep, you got it, Kev. Mm-hmm. See, Kevin, I would say that makes you a good flirter.
Yeah, but like, I don't think 1 for 10 is, you know.
Oh, I would disagree. All right, let's rank Kevin here. Humor, yes. Intelligence, questionable, but it's fine. Good looks, Kevin. The thing we hear about you most often when we do appearances is that you're much better looking than they expect.
Exactly.
You're a good looking guy. You're fine there. Politeness, yeah, you're as polite as they come. Yeah. Honesty, you are too honest, my friend. Level, yeah, if you're going to... So I think you're being good with words. Okay, you're way, 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 way low on that one. Persistent, I think you're very persistent. I think you're respectful, and I think you have good character. Yeah. So
okay.
Again, evaluating all together, you should be a pretty good flirter.
Yeah, but I'm not.
You say we should call Sarah. I think Sarah would probably argue with that.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I would think.
Humor's the most important thing, and you got plenty of that.
What was the first thing you started off with? Confidence? I think that's the one thing. It's really the foundation on which the rest of this house is built.
Not even top 10. You do smell good, Kevin. I think that goes a long way.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Schnucks is now hiring stockers, checkers, baggers, and more. Go to schnucks.com/careers.
Every day, Ameren works to deliver reliable energy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.